Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Wednesday, 27th of March. Firstly, in India, yesterday police foiled a major attack on security forces and government vehicles in the Gadchiroli district in Maharashtra. Security forces recovered an improvised explosive device containing more than 4 kilos of explosives, which was planted below a small bridge. The rural areas of the district, there were intelligence reports that the Naxal rebels under the leadership of Central Committee Chief Basav Raju could launch a major attack on the security forces in the district. The threat has not been ruled out. Last month, there were 4 incidents where government vehicles, construction materials of ongoing road construction projects in the district were set on fire by the Maoist rebels. Last week, a school teacher was killed by the Maoists, whom they suspected of being a cop. Claiming responsibility for the attack and mistaken identity, the rebels later released an apology to the family, seeking forgiveness for their actions. Meanwhile, in the central state of Chhattisgarh, 4 Naxals were killed by the elite commando battalion for resolute action of the Central Reserve Armed Police Force. Yesterday, a Cobra unit was cordoning off the forest area near Karkaguda village of the Sukma district when a group of Naxals started firing on them. This led to a gun battle where 4 Naxals were killed. Clients are advised to avoid the Naxal-infected areas, mainly in the central part of India, in the states of Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, and Orissa. Naxals are expected to increase their activities days before the elections. Election centers and the government vehicles or centers can be targeted by the Naxals. Nepal, police have arrested 3 cadres of Netra Bikram Chand-led Communist Party of Nepal from various parts of Central District of Nahun yesterday. Police have intensified their crackdown on the Chand-led party after it detonated a bomb at Encel office in Lalitpur area of Kathmandu, killing 1 person and injuring 2 others. The party was banned and labeled a terrorist organization by the government. 2 key leaders of the party's standing committee, including Himanta Prakash Oli and Mohan Karki, have also been arrested. Meanwhile, Nepal police said security has been increased in Kathmandu for Investment Summit 2019. Being held from March 29 to 30, Nepal police said that special security measures have been adopted at the venue for the summit and at other hotels where guests will be staying during the summit. Hotel Soul Tree has been chosen as a venue for the summit. More than 600 guests from 40 different countries are expected to attend the summit. Clients are advised to be aware of the security measures in Kathmandu or the areas cordoned off by the police. Venues expected to host events for the summit. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.